The proposed cleanup plan for the Duwamish River Superfund site in Seattle is open for final comment. The $305 million plan would tackle 100 years of industrial pollution that have led to high levels of contamination in the river. Correspondent Ashley Ahern reports the EPA is asking the public to weigh in.
The communities along the Duwamish River are some of the most diverse in the city. They're also the communities that bear the greatest environmental health burden from living near the Superfund site. The Concord International Elementary School sounds like the Tower of Babel. You can hear Spanish, Vietnamese, and Somali spoken at tables set up around the school gymnasium. People are here to talk about the proposed cleanup plan for the river that flows through their communities. Peter Quenyen is a community organizer with the Duwamish River Cleanup Coalition and a longtime resident of South Park. That's one of the neighborhoods along the Duwamish River. He's explaining the different aspects of the cleanup plan to a table of Vietnamese Americans from nearby neighborhoods. The proposed plan is a combination of scooping out 800,000 cubic yards of polluted muck, capping off contaminated sites, and monitoring the river's natural recovery process. The cleanup would take about 17 years. Tai Phan is retired and lives in Burien. She's here to learn about the cleanup.
We join in the community activity because this is useful for everyone around this area.
And everyone will have a chance to comment on the EPA's plan. Lori Cohen is the associate director of the Superfund program at EPA in Seattle. She says more than 100 comments have come in already.
Public input into this process is critical for EPA's decision making. So we're really hoping that people get involved. This is a river right in the middle of Seattle. We know people care about it, and we really want to hear their comments.
The Duwamish is a working industrial waterway, but it's also a food source for three tribes and other residents of Seattle.
We believe we have a cleanup plan that will reduce risk to all of those people that are fishing. What we cannot say with certainty is that they will be able to fish an unlimited amount in the river.
There are those who worry that the river won't get clean enough to protect the people who use it most. Bill Daniel was at the community gathering in South Park. He's a professor of public health at the University of Washington and co-author of a new study that assesses the health impacts of the proposed cleanup plan.
People eat fish for a variety of reasons, and they're going to keep doing it. And you can't just tell them, don't eat fish, because that already doesn't work. We tell them not to eat fish, and when you clean up the river, it's even more likely they're going to eat them.
The study raises concerns about the possibility that once the cleanup is complete, shellfish in the Duwamish still may not be safe to consume, and arsenic levels at river beaches could still be high.
This is really the last opportunity for the public to make comments on the plan that will basically commit, you know, the near and distant future for the cleanup of the river.
The proposed plan also includes a jobs creation program for people in the surrounding communities to be trained and employed on the cleanup. The public has until June 13th to comment on the proposed plan. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.